Report: Patel removes multiple FBI employees connected to Trump Mar-a-Lago investigation. By Jasmine Jordan on February 26, 2026. NBC News reported that FBI Director Kash Patel has dismissed multiple bureau employees connected with the 2022 search of then-former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, while also alleging that his own phone records were secretly obtained during the Biden administration as part of investigations into Trump. According to NBC News, at least six FBI agents involved in the August 2022 search were fired at Patel's direction, citing six individuals familiar with the matter. Three of those sources said at least 10 employees overall were dismissed, including support staff, agents, and supervisors. The FBI did not immediately respond to NBC's request for comment. NBC reported that the terminations occurred the same day Patel said federal authorities had acquired his phone records during the Biden administration in connection with the Trump investigations. In a statement to Reuters, Patel said it was outrageous and deeply alarming that previous FBI leadership secretly subpoenaed his records, along with those of now White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, and described the process as having been placed in files designed to avoid oversight. The FBI Agents Association responded Wednesday to the reported dismissals. In a statement quoted by NBC, the group said it condemned what it described as the unlawful termination of FBI special agents and claimed the move violates the due process rights of those who risked their lives to protect our country. The association added that these actions weaken the Bureau by stripping away critical expertise and destabilizing the workforce, warning that the firings undermine trust in leadership and jeopardize the Bureau's ability to meet its recruitment goals. NBC noted that, since Trump returned to office, the FBI has removed employees tied not only to the Mar-a-Lago investigation but also to investigations related to January 6 cases. One former official dismissed earlier in the administration, David Sundberg, has announced a run for a House seat. The NBC report comes against the backdrop of the August 8, 2022, search of Trump's Florida residence. As Breitbart News covered just days later, the warrant authorizing the search was signed by U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt on August 5, 2022, but agents waited until August 8 to execute it. The warrant permitted agents to search the 45 office, storage rooms, and other areas used by Trump and his staff, while excluding guest suites and areas occupied by third parties. Internal emails later obtained by Fox News Digital and reported by Breitbart News showed that some FBI officials had expressed concerns before the raid about whether sufficient probable cause existed. One assistant special agent in charge wrote that very little has been developed related to who might be culpable for mishandling the documents, and noted reliance on single-source information that had not been corroborated. Another official questioned whether, absent new information, it was fair to table this, citing a lack of new facts supporting PC. Despite those concerns, the Justice Department proceeded with the search.